This is your wake-up call.
The Breakfast Club, the show you love to hate. From the East to the West Coast.
DJ Envy.
Angela Yee.
Charlamagne Tha God.
The realest show on the planet.
This is why I respect this show, because this is a voice to society.
Changing the game.
You guys are the coveted morning show, but y'all earned that.
Impacting the culture.
They wake up in the morning and they want to hear that Breakfast Club.
The world's most dangerous morning show.
We in the mother... We in the...
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Friday. We made it to the Friday.
I'm a little under the weather still.
Ugh. You ain't take no airborne?
I did. I took it last night. I took it yesterday morning. I'm going to take one now.
Did you take some echinacea?
No.
Did you try drinking just a sip of your own urine? A lot of good antioxidants in there.
Antioxidants?
I didn't say that right?
No.
Oh, okay. You know what I meant. As long as you know what I meant, it's okay.
So you drink your own urine?
I've put my own urine in my eye when I've had pink eye before. When you get pink eye? Just a little drop of your own urine clears it right up. 24 hours, baby.
So
that's an old South Carolina remedy.
You put a dropper in the toilet?
I don't know about
and
that.
And then how do you get the urine?
No,
pees up.
You can pee in a little cup, and then you take a washcloth, and you just kind of like damp it in the urine.
I am never doing that.
And you just hold
that.
It to your eye a little bit.
Did it work?
24 hours, your pink eye will be gone.
You might be
saying.
Gone anyway.
You know they have antibiotics that you can use that it takes 24 hours.
Yeah,
too.
But guess what? Before they had antibiotics, all we had was each other and our own bodies, and we lived off the land.
I wonder okay? who tried that first to see if it worked.
And any,
you know what? What if I put urine in my eye?
And any problems we had, our body could create solutions. You know why? Because it's this thing called God who created it all. Okay.
So what else is PQ? I'm just curious.
I don't know. I've
you
never
can
used
use it to be
else.
A better boxer.
Yeah, remember that guy used to drink his pee? What was his name?
Marquez.
Marquez used to drink
he
his own
pee.
But he also used to smoke cigarettes and drink alcohol, so it was a bad balance.
He
you know
lost.
What I'm saying? If he just had a healthy diet of his own urine, he'd have been fine. Undefeated okay. to this day. Okay?
Well, shout out to John Buscemi. I actually went to his store opening yesterday. You know, it's Fashion Week here in New York City, so it's been crazy.
Mm-hmm. That means that everybody wears a whole bunch of stuff that they wouldn't wear no other time. It looks like Halloween. All it is Halloween. That's all Fashion Week is Halloween.
A little bit.
It depends on what you go to. Everybody was dressed pretty regular at the Buscemi store opening, but it's a huge deal. And so I went to that, and he was actually up here on the Breakfast Club the other day.
I never understood Fashion Week, though, because they go to these shows, and the stuff these models wear on the runway, you never see them walking around in the street with it on.
Well, sometimes
runway
you do.
Fashion.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes it's runway fashion, and sometimes there's pieces that are released.
What's the point of runway fashion? Who the hell walks a runway every day of their life?
It's kind of like going to the car show and seeing a concept car. You never see it, but it's cool to look at when you go to the car show.
Right.
It's just to
actually showcase the designer and their abilities and their skills. And mm-hmm. it also kind of sets the trend for what's going to be in for the next season.
Hey, man, only a designer I acknowledge is Penda. Drop one of Clues Bomb for designer, baby. Brooklyn out here. What's happening?
By the way, designer who has been featured a lot in all types of fashion magazines. A lot of people feel like he's one of the best dressed new artists.
You got to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
If your name is designer, how
MTV,
can you not be?
At the VMAs. I'm trying to think what magazine said he was best dressed.
You better be with a name like designer. You ain't got no choice.
He always has his shirt off.
Okay.
And then you got to wear designer everything when your name is designer.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Vogue magazine actually called designer the best dressed at the VMAs.
Mm. Okay. All right, well, today, Black Youngster.
Drop
will be
one of Clues
us.
Bombs for Black Youngster. There's nobody in life right now having more fun. Then Black Youngster.
I saw you were just with him.
Yeah, we were in the club last night, and Black Youngster actually drove his vehicles from Memphis. I don't know how he got them
down
there.
He shipped them.
But he had all the vehicles at the club last night.
Yeah, he shipped those in.
A Ferrari, a Lamborghini, and Aston Martin.
Yes.
And he was shooting videos. He was riding all through Queens. When I left Queens, he was still riding through Queens.
Hey, man, I can't wait to see Black Youngster. Black Youngster, a lot of people like to say they think he's special needs, so he's one of the special needs kids that made it. And we have another one of the special needs kids that made it here this morning.
Nori Ega will be joining
us. N-O-R-E from Drink Champs.
N-O-R-E will be joining us as well.
Okay.
Should be a fun show.
Special needs edition of the Breakfast Club this morning, damn it.
Let's get the show cracking. What are we talking about in Front Page News, G?
Wells Fargo employees, 5,300 of them fired, will tell you what kind of scam they had going.
Now, see, I don't want to hear that about my bank now.
Oh, that's your bank?
Yes, that's my damn bank.
No, I don't
hear nothing about no scammers at my bank now.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. It's Bryson Tiller. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, what happened at Wells Fargo?
Well, they found out that there were over 2 million phony accounts. And 5,300 Wells Fargo employees were fired.
Wow.
Now, these employees secretly were creating these unauthorized bank and credit card accounts without customers knowing it for the past 5 years. Because of this, some customers were getting unwarranted fees, and this helped employees to boost their sales figures and to actually make more money. They were getting sales targets, receiving bonuses because of that. And some people that were customers at the bank were like, I didn't open this account, and they were being charged for insufficient funds, overdraft fees, because there wasn't enough money in their original accounts. The employees were moving money from their accounts and then starting up little fake phony accounts, and that's how it was happening.
Damn, let me check my accounts, make sure I ain't got no fake accounts out there.
I've
banked with Wells Fargo for a long time.
Wells Fargo is now having a huge penalty. They have to pay $185 million in fines.
Wow.
Along with $5 million to refund customers. Every customer that actually had to pay these fees and that had an account without their knowledge will actually be reimbursed.
How do you find out if you got an account without your knowledge?
I mean, I guess you should see it. First of all, if you check your bank account to see if money was moved from one account to another without, and you're like, where did I spend that money? When did that happen?
Gotcha.
That's one way to kind of figure it out. But if I were you, I would just call just to check.
But if you think about it, if somebody transfers, let's say, $25 to $50 over, you would just think it's a banking fee, wouldn't you? You would even look at that.
Yes, man. I'm a hypochondriac. Now y'all got me all paranoid for no damn reason.
You probably took mad at your money over the years.
I got to worry about Zika and Wells Fargo now.
It actually affected some people's credit scores and everything.
They probably did all that to you, man.
I'll find out today. How you ain't doing no football scores? Last night, football came back. Thursday night, football.
NFL kicked off last night. Super Bowl championships champion Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers 21-20.
So they started off this season with a rematch of the Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yes. I hate when people say a rematch of the Super Bowl. It's not a rematch of the Super Bowl.
It's kind of like
it's just the two teams that played in the Super Bowl playing again. Because a rematch of the Super Bowl would actually be
a Super Bowl.
Them being in the Super Bowl this year. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I just like to be literal and technical about things. That's all.
All right, and there was a Texas school shooting, right? So sad.
Yeah, we don't know exactly why this took place, but there's one student who is dead. That was the female suspect who actually shot another student who was injured. Now, it was a 14-year-old freshman. They haven't identified her, as she died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot, and the victim was actually taken to a hospital. They're saying that her injuries do not appear to be life-threatening. In addition, an officer was shot in an accidental discharge between federal agents who were responding to the scene.
Yeah, he shot his own in the leg.
I really hate when people murder people and then kill themselves. That is so cowardly.
Well, she didn't kill anybody.
The suspect
killed herself, but the person who she shot, the victim, is actually in the hospital recovering.
Well, either or, whether you shoot him or you kill him, I hate people that do that. Just take yourself out first. Like, why you want to harm other people? If you really want to inflict some pain, do it to yourself. Leave other people alone. Like, I can't stand that.
Well, that happened in Alpine, Texas.
Wow. All right. Well, that's front page news now. Tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night last night, a bad morning, whatever it may be.
Did you see that Yao Ming made it into the Basketball Hall of Fame?
That's old.
I was just looking at his speech.
A while ago. Yeah, but tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. Maybe your phone lines are down. Don't even know if you can really take calls.
Our phone lines are down?
We'll get it back up. But
maybe you're feeling a little bit under the weather.
That's
you're a
little
sick.
I bet you Elvis Duran phone lines they down. Why are phone lines down?
I don't know.
Because we're black.
Ghetto broke black station.
Call us up.
Thank y'all for enjoying this ghetto-ness.
This is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. Right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Christian, tell them why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I found out the day before school started that they took away my scholarship for my PhD program at Queens College.
No.
Maybe you never really had a scholarship. Maybe they was just gassing you.
How could they do that the day before? That don't seem right.
I got to come out of pocket $5,000 and take out
a loan. Ooh, that's a lot.
Maybe you should get a job at the strip club, man. Shake a little tail.
Why don't you get a GoFundMe?
GoFundMe, I'm going to try that. You're right.
Ain't nobody going to nobody gonna fund you. You got to say you want a penis implant or something.
I mean, if some black people are funding me, I'm getting my PhD, they'll probably say that's good.
Nobody supports positive causes, bro.
I'll throw some money if you get your PhD.
Tell them you're trying to get a reality show.
Charlamagne, why you don't be like Charlamagne or something, man? What up?
I didn't go to college. So you're on your way to being like me.
Oh, stop it. Hello, who's this?
Hey, I want Charlamagne and Angela Lee to help me out with this because Envy is super petty. Can we make some noise for Envy being super petty? Because annoying.
Light pigmented pettiness.
You bought Tiger's Ferrari and still won $30,000 from Nori. What's up with that?
I'm telling you, bro.
How do you think he bought a Ferrari without getting his money from everybody?
Envy different, bro.
First of all, I did not buy a Tiger's Ferrari.
Don't you hang up on that, man.
Second of all, I don't want Nori's $30,000. I don't know why Nori thinks I want
$30,000. So if he gave it to you, you don't want it?
No, I don't want no money from Nori.
You wouldn't take $30,000 from Nori?
So what's it going to take for you to be nice to Nori again?
I am nice to Nori. Me and Nori cool.
What this guy want help with, though? What you want help with?
Me? I'm good.
You hung up on him?
Yes.
Stop hanging up on callers so fast.
Hello, who's this?
Jesus Christ.
Tyson from North.
Tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad because I stood out online for 6 hours with my girl at that Kanye West casting call. And she didn't even get sick.
She might have passed out.
Yeah, she might have got a heatstroke.
She looks better than all of them girls on there, yo.
Is she multicultural?
You need to start selling weed, bro. If you're taking your girl to Kanye West fashion show to be a model, you need to get your life together, bro. Nah, hey, yo, for real, like, man. You need to get your life together. You need to get your life together. You can get her life together.
Well, what's her IG?
It is. Her IG is CACHAREL_ALEXIS.
She really thought she was going to come up by walking in a Kanye West fashion show? No, nobody noticed her. She ain't Tiana Taylor.
Tell me she looks better than all of the chicks I was going there. So.
Well, first of all, it's not a competition of who looks the best, okay? So she should never compare herself to anybody else. She's a very pretty girl.
She need a new man. Right. I know that much.
Come on. Hey, yo, listen, man. I watch y'all every morning, man. I love y'all, man.
Hey, I love you, too, but I need you to love yourself enough not to take your girl to walk in Kanye West fashion
Is this your daughter?
Show.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us now. And don't forget, Noriega will be joining us this morning.
Yes, from the Drink Champs podcast and Black Youngster.
Wait. Nori's a rapper.
Nori's from the Drink Champs podcast.
Nori's a rapper.
No, he's not.
He's an artist.
And Nori is from the Drink Champs podcast now.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay? We know him as Nori, the rapper. These kids know him as Nori from the Drink Champs podcast. Wow. Nori's like the Lenny Dykstra of hip hop.
All right.
He used to play baseball. He was really good, too.
And Black Youngster be joining
Yes.
us. So tune in. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Beyonce with Sorry. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
It's Friday. Wake up, goddammit.
It is Friday.
I woke up this morning with my Jordan on Satan's esophagus. You heard me?
Well, I was a little sick. I still am today, but actually, I'm going to Detroit today.
So you're
going
to get even sicker because you're about to get on a plane.
Yeah, at least it's a quick flight, though. But I bought a couple houses in Detroit, and one of them is almost done. We're rehabbing the house. So in like 2 weeks, hopefully, it should be done.
Somebody
so I'm
got
excited.
Some money.
I'm excited. Somebody spent some money.
Somebody got some money.
You know, I got to invest.
There you go. And shout out to everybody that's in town for Fashion Week. Last night was the kids rocking. A lot of kids were walking into Fashion Week. It was real cool.
Man, Fashion Week ain't nothing but everybody's early Halloween costumes. That's all Fashion Week is. I just don't understand the concept of people walking on a runway and going to look at clothes that they would never wear in the streets. You never see the
they're
clothes on the
all,
runway
They're
in the
not
street.
All like that. Some fashion shows aren't like that. I guess the really, really high-end ones you
I like
might
that.
See.
Yeah, but it's like going to a car show. Like you see concept cars that you know you will never see.
I
and
didn't
it's
know
actually
that.
For editors and magazines mm-hmm. to write about it and to kind of showcase the abilities of the designers and everything. So
right. New York, Halloween in New York, Fashion Week in New York, same thing.
Oh, boy.
The next one I'm
same
going to
thing.
Is I'm going to go to the Gucci Ghost fashion show
see?
Next week coming up. Their stuff is really nice.
That's
y'all would like you would like that actually.
That sounds like you combining the best of both worlds. Ghost of Halloween and Gucci for Fashion Week.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got some rumors. What are we talking about?
We will talk about Tyga. People were trying to say that he signed with Good Music just as a favor to the Kardashians. Well, we have some more inside information on whether or not that's true. And shout out to Offset from the Migos who I saw last night. They just
y'all still dating?
Oh, sugar.
I never even met him before.
Oh, okay. Now y'all
but
didn't
anyway,
meet. Had a little secret date last night.
He
huh?
shouted us out because he said we always shout him out when he was locked up when the Migos would be up here.
Well, salute to Offset.
Yeah, they actually signed a management deal with Good Music as well.
All right. Well, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
So Fortune released their list of most powerful women, and there was only one female artist, female entertainer, who actually made the list.
Come on now. We know who that is.
All right.
Come on now.
Let's talk about who was number one on the list. That was General Motors CEO Mary Barra.
Okay.
Also, Pepsi's CEO Indra Nooya was second place on that countdown. Sheryl Sandberg from Facebook was at number six. Okay. But I'll tell you who got an honorary mention at number 51, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
Oh, I thought Beyonce was on the list.
She's on the list.
I'm a Pinkett Smith one for your nose card. I thought it was Beyonce or Oprah.
No, Beyonce made the list. She's the only person in entertainment. She made history by becoming the first female artist to have 12 songs on the Billboard Top 100, but she also launched her Ivy Park fashion line. I have a lot of that stuff. And she started her Parkwood Entertainment Management firm, back in 2007 and expanded this year to include a music label. Also, she has invested in an all-natural new beverage company, that Watermelon Water. That's a female-founded Watermelon Water startup.
Who the first three people you mentioned?
I was talking about General Motors, Pepsi, and then Facebook. She was number six.
Yeah, I just want to know who dating the Facebook chick, because I know. I just want to encourage you to trap her immediately.
Sheryl Sandberg?
Yes, trap her.
That's what you wanted to say?
Yes.
She's
a lesbian liquor clean. Don't let her go nowhere.
All right, and Shaquille O'Neal, he had some things to say on Fox News about Colin Kaepernick not standing up for the national anthem.
I would never do that. My father was a military man. Just, you know, other ways to get your point across. I'm aware of all the issues, but, you know, my question is, how come you didn't do it last year? Or how come you didn't do it when you first entered the NFL? I don't know, Colin. To each his own, you know. He has his, you know, it's his, you know, constitutional right to do that, but I would never do that.
Colin Kaepernick wasn't doing it his whole career because awareness for it wasn't as high as now. I don't remember a new video of unarmed black men getting shot by police coming out as frequent as new Drake music when Kaepernick first started.
Yes, he felt moved right now because of everything that's going on in America to take a stand or take a seat.
Yes, and I really wish people would stop using the military as their reasoning for why this is wrong. Once again, if we love our military so much, then why is it any homeless veterans? Why are most VA hospitals trash? Why is the healthcare stuff standard for veterans? You fought for this country, you should never have to struggle again. So why are our veterans out here struggling? And if y'all love the military so much.
Absolutely right.
Stop it.
All right, now, Tyga, we talked about his new deal with Good Music, Kanye. And some people were saying that it's because of Kylie Jenner that he ended up getting that deal. But now sources are saying they've worked together on music for years, and it was strictly a business decision. It had nothing to do with Kylie, and that's it. They said Kanye doesn't take on any artist or project he doesn't believe in personally, and they have a genuine friendship that started before Kylie was even in the picture. As a matter of fact, Tyga was with Blac Chyna when they first started being cool with each other.
That's true. First of all,
nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining, okay? And it's way more entertaining to give Kylie her credit.
She's an A&R.
Right? We always talking about what women don't do for men. Kylie out here, Kylie bought her man a Bentley truck in a week.
She sure did.
She got her man a new record deal with Good Music, and she bought back the Ferrari that Envy bought from Tyga after it got repossessed. Drop one of the cruise bombs for Kylie Jenner, damn it.
Buy his Ferrari!
Right?
I don't know if you guys saw the rings that they posted, too, because apparently, I guess, Tyga bought her a ring as well, so that was on her. I think it was on her Snapchat.
There's girls out here with more followers on Instagram than they man, but won't even post the guy's mixtape or post the party that he promoting. You know what I mean? Won't even help the man come up a little bit. Kylie out here getting her man record deals. Drop on the clues bombs for King Kylie again, damn it. Show Kylie Jenner some respect out here in these streets.
Now, this ring, she said, if this is my promise ring, I want to know what my engagement ring's going to look like.
Wow.
Well, Kylie, you keep giving Tyga his allowance every week, and he's going to be able to buy you a nice ring, okay?
Or she's going to buy herself a really nice ring.
Either or. All right? I just know Tyga better not mess that up. Tyga, you better not screw
that
up,
boy. Well, supposedly, the Kardashians have been offering him financial advisor help, so her family...
And he needs to take it.
Yeah,
he won't. He wants to fix everything on his own and be a man.
No, he needs to take it. I understand why he wouldn't, but he needs that. Look at their family. Their family is good money all the way around.
Tyga, part of being a man is making good decisions, and the best decision for you would be to get that girl pregnant, marry her, and put your last name as Jenna Kardashian.
Oh! They just showed a picture of the Kardashian family. They showed Lamar Odom. Guess who was in the club with me last night? Lamar Odom.
I don't know. You see partying with crackheads and you want us to be excited?
Doesn't he have some type of addiction issue?
I'm questioning you and your life and your surroundings now.
So were you drinking with him also?
I'm sitting here looking at you wondering, like, why do I work with you when that's the type of people you choose to be around?
Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, thanks, Emmy.
All right.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
He said it like he was with LeBron James or something. I was in the club with Lamar Odom last night.
He's a Queens legend.
All right. It's a lot of crackheads that are Queens legends. I'm sure some super crackheads that they love.
Be nice.
Name one.
Hey, you guys, stop.
I don't know no crackheads in Queens.
Clearly, he has some issues.
Yeah, he had an issue before. He's cleaned up and he's all right.
I hope so.
He looked healthy yesterday.
All right, pull out a crack pipe around him. Let's see how clean he is.
Probably the club isn't the best place to be, though. I would just... putting it out there.
Scream 8-Ball and see what happens.
You know what? I'm not messing
somebody
with you.
Walk in the club with an 8-Ball jacket. If he grab a scroll, let's see if he...
Okay. Gosh, you're on a mean... Damn. All right. Well, thank you for those rumors, G.
No problem.
When we come back, Black Youngster will be joining
us. Okay. Who's having more fun than Black Youngster nowadays?
He signed to Yo Gotti. He's beef with Young Dolph. And he allegedly stole a Twix from Walmart. All that. Yeah, very
interesting.
That's
what he's known for, not for his...
his music, he had a new mixtape.
I'm out here getting money in these streets, doing shows.
And you want to talk about him stealing
a Twix bar?
You
worse than Fox News, bro.
This reminds me of when Gucci Mane was up here and Envy said, the last time we heard from you, you pushed a woman out of a car.
Said nothing good about the man.
I said he was signing Yo Gotti.
We're supposed to be media that bigs up our guy. Black Youngster is a great urban scholar. He's out here.
We watched him grow from when he first got signed.
Yes, he's a motivator, okay? He's all about empowerment, all right? Okay.
Anything else I missed?
He saves a lot of money, clearly. All right. He's encouraging a lot of these kids out here to be great. All right. This man is a good guy. What are you talking about?
Black Youngster when we
put
come
his
back.
Senior picture up, Revolt.
Keep he stole locked. A Twix bar.
Put his senior picture up from high school right now.
Oh my goodness. We'll be back. It's the Breakfast Club.
Not that fast.
That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest.
And ain't too many people in hip hop having as much fun as this young brother right here.
Black Youngster.
What's poppin', Eve? What's going on?
Man, you ain't got no duffel bag full of cash this morning?
Nah, I definitely got some right. I've been spending off this.
Man, come on, Black Youngster. That ain't like you.
See, look. My NYC. They don't play.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna start. I had like $7,000 on me when I first got here.
Yeah.
I felt it. Like
you felt like you about to get robbed.
I was like, man, they weren't robbing. I just felt like the police was on some. They be on some. I was like, I can't get caught this up.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm putting money.
You had 200 racks last time you was here. I wasn't here for that.
Nah, I was saying it was real, real serious.
Everybody want to know you counting the same money over and over. Nah,
we getting new cash.
Okay.
See, a lot of people don't not been booked. I'm gonna tell you one thing. Why I respect y'all. Cause y'all watch me, y'all notice what I do.
Absolutely.
I look at certain interviews, y'all bring me up and stuff. I be paying attention, cause y'all paying attention. I've been booked since November nonstop.
How much you get a show now?
I'm at 20 and 25.
Ooh, yeah. Black Youngster ain't playing.
Ain't no more.
And the tape just dropped, so it's gonna be at 35.
The name of the tape is. Yo. Okay, everybody.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Care about it. Been dying to say that.
And I said I like that new song, Beat It, with Rich Homie Quan.
Uh-huh,
that's
yeah.
my joint.
You got to dance to
my new single. Go get that out on iTunes.
You got to dance to it.
Yeah.
What's the beat of dance?
Here we go. Stand up, Charlamagne.
If it got something to do with your penis, go that way to you.
It's like I did. It's like... I beat it. Michael Jackson, I beat it.
Yeah, he does the moonwalk.
I feel like Charlamagne be doing this dance sometimes. That's why I said it.
Yeah, the video. I think I seen Kevin Hart doing my dance, man. Yeah, I think I saw him doing my dance.
Now, when you carry so much money, do you have to move differently? Because you carry a lot of money.
Now, I move the same. Actually, I move the same.
Even like, in
Memphis? I feel more safe at home than in the anywhere. Yeah, I keep my gear on me.
You're not afraid to get robbed, Black Youngster?
Nah, I ain't afraid to get robbed. I've been robbed plenty of first time.
I've
been in the street.
I'm not afraid of
it.
I don't want to get robbed.
Yeah.
But I don't want them to think it's going to be easy like that.
Yeah.
Nah, somebody.
So when somebody robs you,
you might lose your life.
You just say, here, just take it, especially if they have a gun. You got to just be like, here.
You got to give it to them. You can't be playing. You got the gun on me, bro. I'm trying to give it to you.
You tell your boys, like, look, even if we got our pistols, don't try to flex.
No. I'm telling you, I'm not even rolling. I'm rolling to where I'm prepared to get robbed.
All right.
I wake up and live to get robbed. Like I,
when no, Black Youngster, you can't have that mentality,
man. It's how I move, though. Where I come from, it's just like I'm telling you, bro. I got my first time. Let me leave my yesterday home. Let me my pistol,
Gotcha.
My first time leaving it at home, I got shot 3 times.
Damn.
And I was in the wrong spot at the wrong time. I said I never ever leave my yesterday home.
You prepared.
And
if I know
I'm going to the wrong area and I know I'm supposed to be over here, I'm not gonna go over there.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
I tell you all the time, don't go nowhere where you think you're gonna need a pistol.
Like
just
I ain't
don't
even
go.
Go there.
Yeah. Did you buy new teeth, my brother?
Yeah, nah, this ain't teeth from last time.
We were talking about his teeth.
They got some nice teeth.
You know what? That's so funny. We were talking about his teeth.
That's how I look at money. Yeah. Jewelry and all that, cool.
Buy new teeth.
You spend some money on your grill. I'm like, that's when I knew Young Thug was getting some real money. I'm like, he got his teeth done.
Tell him. Nah, man, I've been like this for what? Yes.
So do you brush and floss?
I floss, bro. I'm going to keep it 100. I just started flossing.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, flossing is so important.
Yeah, and I just thought I had caught a gum disease from not flossing.
Yeah, gingivitis? That's what happens.
I don't know what it was. I was like, man, pull my teeth, just pull all of them out. Just pull them out.
And that's how you get cavities, because food be stuck in between your teeth.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You know, my uncle's a dentist.
I didn't know that. He was like, man, do you floss? And I didn't want to look like no old, like, I don't floss. Like, I don't know, like, nah, you know. Because I didn't want to feel like I was trifling when I brush my teeth but don't floss. I'm like, it's cool to floss like that. He like, man, you supposed to floss
is it cool
all day.
To floss?
Yeah, I ain't know.
Is it cool?
So I'm like, all right, cool, I'm floss.
I floss after I eat every meal.
You see, can't just floss saying? On the Instagram
now,
with money.
Now I do.
Does Gotti ever call you? Because your son is Yo Gotti. Does he ever call you and be like, homie, chill out just a little bit?
Yeah, he do that a lot.
He did that with that Young Dolph situation.
Now, that's what I'm going to tell you something. That's what I didn't like. Because I like watching you in action, but I'm like, why is you on social media with all your guns? You snitching on yourself.
I called him.
What did Yo Gotti say about Young Dolph when that happened?
Man, to be honest, I'm going to keep it real. This something he probably wouldn't even want me to say. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say it because we on the Brother Club. We get exclusive again. No, we tell the truth. He actually liked Dolph. Mm-hmm. Like, every time he ever spoke to me about Dolph, like, said something, he spoke good about him. He actually liked it, man. Like, he like him. Like, mm-hmm. he telling me one day, like, man, I like what Hummer doing with the Woo. He saluted. Mm-hmm. So he ain't never had nothing against him. Mm-hmm. Like, you feel what I'm saying?
They just felt like you was coming at him on behalf of Gotti.
Nah.
Coming at Dolph. Yeah.
He must have heard of this song.
I heard one of them.
Ooh, Mines of Hill.
His.
Yeah, so
but I thought that was after you was doing what you was doing.
Nah, he had said something to me, and I just come right back.
Got you, okay.
Yeah, it's just, matter of fact, man, you best friends right now. I'm going to tell you why, in this world right here. You keep it too real, that's why they don't like you.
Right up.
But that's why I love you. I'd be like, Kevin G.
Right up.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm a type of person, I'm blunt, like I don't care what I say. So I'm a type of person, I ain't going to get on the interview like, you know, it ain't nothing. Nah, it's something. You.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
So that's how I was. That's how I was feeling like, man, I'm not finna be shook and cold and not saying no nothing and do this. And man, I'm coming straight in. I ain't got time to be playing, bro. I got kids. Like, I ain't finna be playing.
I just didn't like you incriminating yourself, man. Yeah, like, all on camera with the gun.
Young and dumb. I had a lot to learn. Yeah, I know you watched my ground. Have you seen me with a gun ever since?
Nope.
I stopped putting guns on my
ground. Since I seen it, I called you immediately, like,
facts.
Homie,
that's facts.
Because if you come to New York and you're like, I don't want to have all this money because police be on me, you think they're not going to be on you to see you online
yeah,
with
I
guns?
Know. This is why I stopped. Since that time, like, I never do a rap beef again, bro.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you why I won't do it, because you lose money. They get scared to book your venue. Yeah. They feel like, you're going to bring the virus.
Yeah.
I lost a lot of money with this situation. So
it's
like,
bad business
decision. Yeah, it is bad business.
Did y'all squash it out?
Now, we ain't never squashed it, but I ain't known it no more. Right. I ain't studying it, you know?
I always thought you guys, Young Dolph and Gotti would all sound great on the track together.
Hell yeah, that's all
I thought. I always thought that would be a powerful thing.
Proud of Will.
You get more money together, bro.
Yeah, for sure that. That's facts.
Was you high when all that was going on?
Nah. One thing for sure, I was high. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. Bro, I'm an honest person, bro. Mm-hmm. You ain't finna too much catch me no lie too fast.
Right up.
The thing is, I was just so mad, bro. I was like, I gotta get my lick back. Like, when you said what you said, you got me. Hold on, bro. Like, you push me, I gotta push you back.
Right up.
I don't care if security jump between, I'm catching you next week, push your head back, from the back, behind, wherever. So, yeah, you gonna get pushed back. So, but the thing is, I was moving off anger.
Right up.
My home over there getting his money, he moving off money. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I had to realize I gotta boss up. I gotta move off money. I can't move off no madness, bro.
Can't move off emotion, man. You make a mistake every time.
That. Yeah, so like, I don't regret none I did. I just know I could have done it better.
It was a lesson
you know
that you learned.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we got more with Black Youngster when we come back. Keep it locked. We gotta find out what happened at Walmart. Did he steal that Twix? Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Cameron with Oh Boy Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We have Black Youngster in the building. He's signed to Yo Gotti. Now, Angela Yee reported a story in her rumors a while ago that you stole a chocolate bar out of Walmart.
What's
did
up,
you
me,
steal
home?
Out of Walmart, man?
Yeah, they were crazy, man. I'm in Walmart, right? I'm black. Okay. Anytime somebody go on Walmart, you know they finna open their Twix up. You know you going to
open the Twix up.
Now you open
before
the can
you pay
up. You walking
it.
Around grocery shopping.
I still shoplift, bro.
I did.
I steal magazines. All
okay,
kinds of things. I just do.
So I'm in the junk eating. I'm eating my junk before I get to the junk. It being black. Once I finally get to it,
here, my brother. We gonna keep you out of trouble, man.
Okay,
here,
yeah.
There
sorry,
you
appreciate that.
There you go, Twix for you.
I'm gonna steal the rest of them now. I got to. Hey, look. So look. When I finally get to the front, right? some of the folk bum rush me trying to get pictures and stuff. You know what I'm saying? They're superstars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everybody love me. So I'm getting the pictures and stuff. I'm like, what's up? Yeah, we're going to take a picture. Like, the lady like, so you finna steal that? Nah, I'm like, my partner finna pay for it. I'm like, one thing you'll see me do is show the money, but I don't spend it. So my partner, he bought all the stuff for me. So I'm like, I think he rung it up and got it paid for. I'm like, it ain't nothing but a dollar. So she was like, I'm going to call the police. So I'm like, huh. I get her the toys back, but it was paper. It wasn't no candy.
You ate the bar.
Then she was mad. So she called the police. They running out of her woman.
Over a Twix bar? Come on now.
Over a Twix bar. So look, I said, oh, you do that, I got something for you then. I'm going to put you on Instagram. So she turned her head like this. The girl behind her busts out, what you have, pills and coke or something?
Oh.
She just got in my business. It was one of them times I was in the all way in the right. I just couldn't prove it.
You, like, you wasn't in the right, didn't
yeah,
pay for that
Twix. Come on.
Check me out. Yeah. This is a kid thing. I get a girl $100 for the Twix.
Oh,
she just jumped in my business and busts out. I said, what? Where you work at? This one, they come back when I got to get my lick back.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Where you work at? I probably could have, like I said, I could have handled it better. But she was in the wrong for getting my business.
But you don't, people don't want to see you stunting on people that work in them stores like that. Though. you can't stunt on her because she work at a store.
It wasn't even about that. It was about the fact that you have on coke and pills and lean. When you said that, you violate me.
He's just trying to hurt her feelings.
Now, what you right? Oh, you right. I'm with you. But was you high at the time?
No, I wasn't high.
Okay, cool.
I said it from the bottom of my heart, but I was just mad.
Yeah.
I was so mad. She knows she was wrong. You see, she ain't come out with no interview.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right then.
Now, I read an article in Vibe. It said, I didn't know you was contemplating suicide at one point.
Yeah, I have to kill myself. So on top of
me. Man, you seem like you enjoy life too much for that.
Now I do.
Okay.
I had lost my little brother. I lost my little brother. When I lost him, man, you know how that, man, I never felt it. So, you know, it was real for me. Like, I can't even live no more. I was like, ooh. Then he was my good brother. Like, he was the one that really, really wanted to go to school. I bought him cars, made sure he stayed at school. He did the right thing.
All
right. I was doing all the bad stuff just so he can go live a good life. Right. So it was like, in my mind, he was going to be my way out. Like, once he make it, he get really going, little brother going to come get me. I'm going to make sure I put all my dope money behind him. He got killed.
What got you out of that funk?
My kid, I got two kids. I got a daughter and son. My daughter come to me, she was like, Daddy, she like, Dad, you don't love me no more? I was like, yeah, I love you. Why you say that? She was like, you don't act like it no more. So, and I had to catch on like that. I was like, what you mean? She was like, hey, since uncle been gone, like, you don't want to be here no more. It woke me up. I was like, I can't. They had my daughter looking at me long smile.
Right,
I realized, like, man, I gotta live for my kids, man. Like,
that's real.
I'm big on family, bro. I don't play. I'm big on family, bro. Like, I don't care what's going on. The family come first. You know what I'm saying?
That's one of the reasons you stunt so hard, because you grew up poor in Memphis.
Yeah, I grew up broke. I grew up with nothing. Like, literally, bro. Working in the stove for food. Like, man, rough. Like, they always talk about, like me showing money, me going crazy. Bro, I'm an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just a rapper, bro. I'm an entertainer. I just want to be in movies. I want to rap. I got a story to tell, bro. I want to be a one-stop shop. I want to be no person to do one thing. You just rap. You just put out hard songs. Nah. Put me in some movies. Put me in cartoon movies. Don't put me in just no gangster movies. Put me in some, I got to do some crazy shit like Kevin Hart.
Word up. You know what I'm saying? I can see that. Yeah, I definitely can see that.
Absolutely. Don't put me in one lane.
I tell people all the time, ain't nobody having more fun than black youngsters in this hip-hop
now,
game.
What are some things that you've learned from when you first got signed and started getting money until now? Because it does seem like you changed.
The money changed. Like you know how people be like, man, he changed, man. He got rich now. You're damn right.
But I mean, like, great lessons that you learned from coming into the game up until now, because, you know, just getting started and having some money and how you treat people and certain things.
I learned, like, don't chase the money, chase the dream.
Right,
like, all the money I got, I had to wait on this. Like, when I first signed CMG, we got it, I was already getting $5,000 a show. At that time, I was getting money. You know, I'm grown now, so I've been getting money since I was, like, 16, 15. I was like, I want to learn the game, bro. I don't want to be out here and I don't want to get the money and I don't know what to do with it. And Big Homie, he called one day, he was like, man, don't chase the money, chase the dream. So I'm like, man, this smart ass, big head ass, he's talking about.
So I'm like,
yeah.
Right.
So my guy was like, man, he's too smart, man. Well, don't chase the money, chase the dream. This is Watson speaks. So I'm like, hold on. So I'm like, man, bro, I said, man, bro, he's too smart, fool. The choice on you. Do this music every day, that money gonna come. I kept doing the music, went to Toronto on tour. I would turn down a show. I wasn't doing another little show that would come through. I wasn't doing nothing. When I got out the road, I had learned everything I needed to learn, bro. Yo, I was like a robot. I was ready. I was like, just really gonna go out there and go do my thing.
You got to spell Mirzik before you leave here. Mirzik.
Huh?
You got to spell Mirzik before you leave here.
It's a no. Yeah, but after that, man, I chased the dream. I just kept rapping.
Right.
So I couldn't rap no more. And I just looked up and look at me now.
Well, Yo Gotti walked in the room too. He's here representing.
Right. Let me see Gotti in the back. What up, guy?
Yeah, who this transgender woman that was saying she was in a relationship with you?
Mine need to be smacked with a fly name. She had fly name. For real, man.
That's how you know you're getting hot, though. When you start getting stuff like that, you're like, Lord, have mercy.
Man, it was so crazy, because it's like, it make you not want to take a picture with a fan no more.
Yeah.
Like, I had a show that night, and, you know, like, Drake messed with me a long way out, man. I got love for him. So, man, I'm so, in the moment, like, man, I'm really doing this. So, I take pictures in the clubs. Everybody come, you know, you get a picture, I'm getting the drinks. Keep it 100, bro. I'm trying to give a side, Drake. Give my look. I'm trying to just stare at her. She's trying to get a picture. I'm trying to get a picture. You hear me?
For the gram.
So
you're like, hurry up and take it.
Yeah.
So I can get it.
So took a picture. I ain't thinking nothing of it. I just look up.
Shade room.
It was a disrupting dude, but I'm not in the club. Squat over the cough. I ain't doing out in no club.
You're not thinking about all that.
I ain't thinking about that, bro.
But let's be for real. If a transgender person wants to take a picture with you, you
would
still
take a
picture.
Yeah, she could be a fan.
I'm gonna keep it 100, bro.
Don't do it. I can't let you do it. They gonna crucify you for that. Don't do it.
I ain't got nothing against them. Like, if you're going to be a transgender, be straight up about it.
Why are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, don't tell no story about it. Like anybody that's dead and they being straight up about it, be straight up about it.
Yeah.
Don't lie about nothing, bro.
That I agree with. She might end up being your biggest fan, man.
You got to just not care about stuff like that.
I'm cool with that, bro. Right. It done been plenty of time, bro. I'm talking about, like I done seen people on picture with people like that. I never looked at them like, he gay because he don't know.
Yeah.
I just don't like, cause I don't like when you try to play. Like, if you a fan, you just take a picture and be like,
I'm not going to lie, Charlamagne, you did that one time,
you know,
remember?
What?
With the makeup artist. She had a beard and everything. You didn't know. I was like, you know, that's a man. He was like, no. You remember?
What I was doing, I don't remember.
We was at a video.
I mean, I still took a picture. I just didn't know.
I think she kissed you and everything on the cheek.
No, she ain't doing like that now.
She might have did for real.
I thought Angelina would plant, but that's a man. I'm like,
yeah,
get out of here.
She kissed you on the cheek.
Oh,
she got a beard. How do you not know that's a man?
But see, that's why I'm going to tell you, because I thought that was wrong. You don't kiss me on the cheek, man. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. Don't kiss me on the cheek.
All right, we got more with Black Youngster when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Drake with One Dance. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now we have Black Youngster in the building. Now, Yee?
Sometimes people feel like it's not a great idea to sign to an artist, right?
I don't know why.
I was going to say, sometimes people feel like, oh, it's going to be competitive. They're never going to want you to be bigger than them. But looking at you and your relationship with Yo Gotti and how I feel like it really has helped you. He does a lot. You do a lot for him. Y'all really help each other. He showed up here today just to show you support. He ain't supposed to be here. Yeah. He just
they told me when he here.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, you getting money. He wants you to get money. He tell you when you messing up and calm you down. But that's a good situation. It would make somebody want to say, okay, signing to an artist isn't so bad.
Then the thing is, like, one thing I can say is, like, when I'm in the booth, of course we friendly in competition. You think I ain't trying to kill Big Homme on the verse? Yes. You know what I'm saying? I don't know you're going to be remembered on the verse. And you got to kill. You know what I mean? But the thing is, like, I'm the type of person, bro. Like, and I'm going to say this to you direct. I'm the type of person, bro. You know how some people come in here and they act like they just really happy? They living life going good for them. Like, you know that, man. You know they really messed up. They really
happy. Absolutely.
Or they got lies just for their people or something. Bro, I'm telling you this, bro. I'm really happy, bro. Like, I'm really successful, bro. I can see.
Like,
that's the most
in real life, bro. Like,
you know what I mean? You know what made me say that? When I saw Gotti performing at the, I think it was the BET Awards, he was opening up.
Yeah.
And you was his hype man. This Black Youngster is having a ball.
I'm happy, bro.
I see your boys out there knocked out.
They been up all night.
You
did a fully free show, everybody in free.
I done it on the strength of, like, we get paid for every show we do. I get paid every day for a show. So I feel like sometimes you gotta just do something free, bro. You can't charge for anything.
When you gonna start charging for music? I'm sure Gotti like, all right, enough with the mixtapes now. Let's put out an album. Let's make some money. We get
to that point. Like, I think this is my last tape this year anyway. So now I'm getting the album mode anyway. You know, that's what I'm getting rid of.
You with Epic too, right?
Yeah, I'm with Epic.
Okay.
MG Epic. We out here.
Now you paying your taxes?
Yeah, I'm paying. I'm gonna tell you about me though.
Yeah.
Just nod your head, OG. Do I like owing people? Bro, I don't owe nobody. I'm not for the owe nobody.
All right.
When the tape people, when it's time for that, I'm going straight to them. Man, look, that I'm looking for them. Yeah. Wish I could pay it right now and go and get it over with. I ain't got time to be waiting. Man, look, hey, my worst fear is me owing you because I know I ain't going to pay you.
Yeah.
Let's just go and get it over with. Let me go and pay you. Why I'm trying to go and get it to you. Yeah, I don't know.
Did
lie,
he say
hey.
You was going to give me $1,000 last time?
You want that?
No, don't you.
Shut up.
Why y'all hating?
You want that?
Because I feel like he said it on the camera, so he might kind of owe me.
I don't remember
he said
that.
He don't like owing people.
Hey, look,
please don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh? Didn't you say that?
10.
Man, God bless you.
Huh? Hold on, let me hit our program director and let her know what's going on.
Hold on. I appreciate you, Black Youngster.
Ho. Huh?
No, don't do it. Don't
hey.
Do it.
Hey.
Huh? Hey. Don't do it. Don't
hey.
Do it.
Hey. Three. Hey.
This is the Money Joe Button, all y'all.
Okay. Okay.
Seven.
Tell me you don't want it.
Man. I would never
tell me you don't want it.
I would never take it.
You don't want it? Okay.
I ain't taking it.
You don't want it?
If you don't get it, I'm giving it back. Give it back.
You don't want it.
Y'all gonna get this money back.
Who don't want it? Envy. Okay. Envy, you okay? I got five. I'm keeping it on.
Y'all are birds. I would never accept money.
Hey, I'll take it on behalf of her.
No, if you don't get your little bird ass back in your seat, sit down.
One thing for sure.
I'll raise you better than
this. Hey, one thing for sure. We know. I know for a fact. Y'all having money? Y'all successful just like me.
Oh,
I'm not doing this because you ain't got no money. I'm doing this because I said I'm going to do
this.
So I got mad for my word.
Hey, man. The man's
I'm
man
not taking
word.
It. I'm going to leave it. I'm going to leave it. I promise you I'm going to leave it in her somewhere. I'm not taking it.
Why are you mad at the man? Because he charitable.
I'm not taking it.
If that man won't give donations, let him give donations.
Thank you.
Oh,
my goodness.
Thank you. I'm not taking it.
We're going to buy you something with this.
I'm not taking it. I don't want nothing. The crazy thing about it, hey, what I said, man, I'll try to go get y'all some Gucci flip-flops. And like a bip or something, I'm like, I need to go get something. I just couldn't catch a stove. Am I lying, bro? That was my plan, so get your Gucci flip-flops, bro.
Hey, thank you, Black Youngster.
I'm dead serious.
I appreciate you,
and I know
you're
successful.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
Gucci flip-flops is 190, man. Give him the change, man.
Nah, I don't want no change. Evan, I know you rich, Evan.
I
know you rich.
I know.
We know you get money.
Well,
we know
our
what
favorite
you
artist, Black Youngster.
We know what you're rhyme.
Everybody.
Just take it. Take something from a young black African man.
I am. Thank you.
Right, well,
Black Youngster.
You.
I appreciate
yes,
you, my
Black
brother.
I tell you, Black Youngster is one of the artists I call to make sure you're doing all right.
That's why we do that,
stuff,
though. Remember,
I call it,
that's
I
what we do.
It.
We don't want to see you get in trouble,
nah,
man.
I know, bro. Y'all support
really?
Me, bro. That's my. You keep it real. I ain't going to stunt, though.
Oh, my God.
If I did something wrong, one thing for sure, you going to come out and let it be numb.
Got it. I don't know how you're going to tell
this
one.
You're going to tear that out of here, man. You're going to tear that out of here,
Gotti ain't got a type of Gotti like, that's my guy.
Gotti, we need new cars, man.
Hey, new cars. They know they need new cars, man.
Hey, Gotti, you ain't get Angela Simmons, but you can still get Yee.
My goodness. It's Black Youngster. The mixtape out right now. It's the Breakfast Club.
Go get it. Live mixtape.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo.
Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, during Meek Mill's concert in Vegas, he got into a hip-hop battle with an MC who just recently signed a deal with Motown Records, okay? Who is that artist? That is Chocolate Droppa, a.k.a.
Oh, boy.
Kevin Hart.
Chocolate Droppa overrated, B.
Listen to this back and forth.
Popping up on my stage, I'm like, what is the odds? He must be on Molly or something. Look at his eyes.
If you want Chocolate Drop, I'ma get you drunk. Stop f***ing wearing pants that show your shape ain't s***. I look at you, I look at Nikki, I say, girl, you too legit to quit.
If you didn't hear what he said, he said, stop wearing pants to show your shape ain't ish.
That's horrible.
What?
You tell a man his shape ain't. You tell anybody their shape ain't. That's horrible, bro.
Well, yeah, so that was a little battle went down.
That was
stage.
Fun.
Of course it was fun. All right, Azealia Banks, in the meantime, is quitting social media for good. But before she did that, she went on Facebook and did announce that she is going to sell off her possessions at an auction.
She's been good recently, though.
Yes, she is. Azealia Banks is turning over a new leaf.
Yeah, she's been good.
If you want to go ahead and buy some of her worldly possessions, you can go to depop.com. She said, one day I woke up and decided I wanted to change. I took a look around at my surroundings and realized, similar to my emotional tendencies, I was holding on to so many things that I had no use for. They were clothes I could no longer fit, pieces of unfinished business ideas. With that said, I want to welcome you all into my mind and onto my Depop page. I have so many random things, clothes from when I was a wannabe Spice Girl with A-cup breasts, so many things that are 25-year-old women should not be wearing. Come check out what might be in store for you.
Now, she's got some dope stuff. I talk to young Azealia Banks often. We're gonna actually document that whole process, too.
Well, she also said she's not going to be sharing her opinions online. She said, I'm seriously tired of people's feelings. I'm tired of seeing their overly sensitive reactions and responses to everything. I'm tired of having everything I say or do be monitored, and I'm tired of being told how I should be behaving. I'm quitting Facebook and any other form of social media that allows me to engage with people. My legacy can't live and die on the internet.
Yeah, it is interesting how some things Azealia Banks says online, you know, she gets slandered for, but I do see worse coming from a lot of other people, and their pages don't get deleted.
I actually thought about doing what she's doing, get rid of a lot of the stuff that I don't wear or use anymore, a lot of sneakers and stuff like that.
It's like a pop-up shop, but it's like a, I guess, a yard sale pop-up shop
Online. Kind of thing.
I got so many old Jordans and LeBrons that I just
I would have thought you'd have been to that on eBay or something.
Nah, I think I'm going to do that this year. I just have them in the closet, and I don't wear them. I can't find them. They all over the place. I just might as well give it to somebody who's going to want them.
Are you going to sell it or give it away?
I'm not going to sell it over. I'm not going to overprice them. I'm going to sell it for what I pay for. I'm going to sell it what I pay for. But they're all brand new, never been worn, all that.
Nice.
So Sneakerhead's going to be calling me today.
Kenya Barris, the creator of Black-ish, has just signed a movie deal with Fox. He's also the co-writer of Barbershop, The Next Cut. Mm. He has an overall development deal at Fox.
Okay.
According to the chairman and CEO of 20th Century Fox Films, we are thrilled to be in business with Kenya. He is a creator with an incredibly authentic voice at a time when original storytellers are more valuable than ever.
Drop one of Clues bombs for Kenya, damn it. Don't know him, but I like to hear stuff like that.
Yeah, shout out to Kenya. All right, and that is your rumor report. And by the way, Kenya also still has an overall deal with ABC Studios. He's going to continue to executive produce Black-ish, and he's also developing new series and projects.
I'm assuming he's black, right?
Yes.
Okay, just assuming. I mean, you know, the name Kenya, I'm just assuming.
All right, well, those are the rumors. Charlamagne!
Yes.
We're giving that donkey, too.
Listen, donkey of the day, man. You know the 15th anniversary of 9/11 is Sunday.
Right.
Has 9/11 ever been a laughing matter?
No. Never.
Absolutely not. So we need the owners and managers of Miracle Mattress in San Antonio to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with them, please.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed one.
So like a donkey?
Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years that Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey.
All right, Donkey of the Day for Friday, September 9th goes to the owners and managers of Miracle Mattress in San Antonio, Texas, Mike and Charisse Bonino. I think that's how you pronounce their last name. Now, this Sunday is the 15th anniversary of 9/11, the attacks that killed 2,996 people and injured over 6,000 others and caused at least $10 billion in property damage. Worst attack ever on U.S. soil. Mm-hmm. No laughing matter, right? There's honestly nothing to smile about on this day. Only thing you can do is pray for the family of the victims and pray that God gives the victims' family strength to just keep on moving. They say time heals all wounds, but if you know anyone who lost someone in 9/11, then you know that these wounds still feel fresh to them. Now, Mike and Charisse Bonino must be some real sociopaths who lack any type of empathy because they are apologizing after a video promoting a Twin Towers sale got them slandered via social media. Now, usually I would play the actual commercial they got in trouble for first, but I want to start with the news report and apology from Charisse Bonino because I hate apologies that aren't sincere. Nothing more comical than an apology that is given because of pressure. Let's go to NBC 5 San Antonio for the report.
We are not hate. We are love. We are somebody that stands out. We're miracle matchers. We make miracles happen. For our lives to be in danger, that's not what we ever wanted.
Charisse Bonino says she didn't realize this 20-second ad would cause the controversy it has.
It was a stupid idea that we sent out. We apologize for our stupidity, and we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Bonino says they filmed the ad earlier this week, wanting to get the word out that they would be having a Twin Tower sale for the anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks this weekend. Now Miracle Mattress says they will donate 30% of their sales this weekend to the 9/11 Foundation.
Now, Cher. Y'all know Cher, right?
Mm-hmm.
The singer.
Mm-hmm.
Cher once said, until you're ready to look foolish, you'll never have the possibility of being great. This is one of those times where looking foolish had no possibility of leading to greatness, okay? If you can realize how stupid this idea was after the fact, then why couldn't you recognize how stupid this idea was as soon as it was presented? Didn't she sound like their idea was the stupidest idea ever? Hindsight is 2020, but no, there's absolutely no reason this should have happened to begin with. If the idea is as stupid as she just said it was, then why would you ever think to do it? So, without any further ado, would you like to hear the 9/11 ad from Miracle Mattress, huh? Would you like to hear it? Then here it goes.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower Sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Oh my God.
We'll never forget.
Okay. Wow. Who are the people in the commercial with her?
It's two guys.
That I mean, nobody had the idea to say, you know what?
You know, it's easy to know the right thing to do after something has happened, but it's hard to predict the future. This is one of those ones that wasn't hard to predict. Like Stevie Wonder, Bill Cosby, any blind man you know could have seen this coming. 9/11 is Sunday, 15th anniversary. What would make you think that a video of you standing in front of two piles of stacked twin beds and saying, what better way to remember 9/11 than with a Twin Tower sale? Then have two men fall into the beds, yelling in mock terror, and then say, we'll never forget. I've watched this video several times today because I'm just trying to figure out how this was a good idea or how anybody could think this was a good idea. I'm an objective guy. I try to see things from all angles, and I just can't figure out why anyone in San Antonio at this Miracle Mattress thought this was a good idea. Can you play it? Just play the commercial one more time. Play it one more time.
What better way to remember 9/11 than with the Twin Tower Sale? Right now, you can get any size mattress for a twin price.
Full mattress?
Twin price.
Queen mattress?
Twin price.
King mattress?
Twin price. Store-wide sale all day long.
Oh my God.
We'll never forget.
What better way to remember 9/11? I don't know. Church, maybe. Prayer. Hanging out with family. Going down to the actual Ground Zero. Lighting some candles. There's a lot of better ways to remember 9/11 than the Twin Tower sale. The NBA season needs to hurry and come back because clearly people in San Antonio have nothing else to do when the Spurs aren't playing, okay? Please give the owners and managers of Miracle Mattress the biggest hee-haw, please. Jesus Christ. I'm just saying.
All right.
I did something almost as stupid this week.
What'd you do?
It was light compared to
what?
That, though.
What?
You know, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Drop one of Clues Bombs for my Dallas Cowboys, damn it.
I think one of your players got into a car accident.
Stop it. Don't worry about that, okay? I'm just telling you that I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Everybody knows that. This is New York. It's a lot of Giants fans. I'm walking down the hall, and I see Jeff, who's our engineer. He's on the phone, and I scream, it's going down on 9/11, baby. And Jeff looked at me like I was absolutely positively on drugs. And then he said to me, you really need to lay off whatever drugs you're on. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Cowboys and Giants play Sunday. And I'm like, Got you. I can understand how that could be misconstrued.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, let's switch gears. Let's change gears. Let's get out of that. Woosah, 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 woosah.
All right. You talking?
When we come back, Noriega will be joining us. Nori, of course, he has Drink Champs. He recently had 2 Chainz on his show, and 2 Chainz went crazy on his show.
Listen, first of all, yes, Nori's coming in. What was that waffle-colored woosah you just did? I've seen woosah before.
It was down. It was in a down place.
Nah, you did something
to bring
else.
It back up. What?
You did like a Harlem shake.
He made
shake.
Like a cartoon type
yeah,
of...
Yeah, like what?
I just woosahed it out. I just said woosah, woosah, woosah.
Yeah, that
really,
was like a, I don't know, is that Daffy Duck? Is that Elmer Fudd?
Light-skinned men need to be stopped. Light-skinned men need to be an extinct species. Please. That's why you can't have sex with white women after Labor Day. No more beige men, please.
And why would you do that right before Nori comes on?
What? Noriega, right. When we come
really
back.
He doesn't like you.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We're going to do a Nori mini mix this morning, all right?
You didn't want to do it for his birthday, but now you want to do a mix for him.
Because he's here.
Boy, you, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's Drake. That was Drake Control. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. This guy has been feeling himself the last couple of months.
I
just want to say, Nori's podcast beef is way more serious than his hip-hop beef.
This guy's a member of the media.
No. We have a fellow media guy.
Yeah, I'm a media,
you're
man.
You're breaking stories now.
I'm breaking stories
broke
a little bit.
The other day about Drake and Rick Ross.
Yeah, I seen somebody from Drake cap shut me down. They said it didn't happen. But listen, you know what? I put it in the atmosphere for it to happen.
Right.
And I did hear that story. I heard it from a very reliable source.
You already said who did it, Nori.
I know, but I erased it. Damn. I erased it.
Nori is so funny because Nori said who told him. Right. And then 30 seconds later, the same podcast goes, the person who told me not to say anything.
Yo, I ain't going to lie. Charlamagne said, because I had just posted, like, you know, the big rosés.
I saw that.
And I thought that's what you was talking about. Right. And the wood caskets. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm now being, look, can y'all make some noise for this?
Yes.
Now being sponsored by my favorite liquor. Let's make some noise, goddamn.
There you
come
go.
On, God, 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 God.
Come on, goddamn.
Got the Moet sponsorship. And if you notice, the more money I get now, the less jewelry I wear.
You know what I'm saying?
The less jewelry. I've got a rubber watch on today, man. This says
you
TZ.
You look a little younger. I ain't gonna lie.
I got to. It's just his birthday. Oh, it is. Virgo season.
I shouted you out for your birthday.
I did.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna lie. I wasn't able to catch... you know, your mix, mm-hmm. but so many fans said, Envy's still mad. He didn't do a mix.
Ooh.
No. I said to him, you're not going to do a Nori mix for his birthday today?
Right.
He goes, Nori still owe me for a feature.
Yo, Envy, can you please let it go? Yo, Envy, you got to let it go. At some point. I know, but in my mind, I believe Charlamagne.
We bigged you up on the radio, Brady. Happy birthday, Nori.
Yeah. In my mind. And you didn't do, what's your beef with Foxy Brown? Because you didn't do me or Foxy Brown. Mix.
Nothing.
Did you just start
it was Foxy's
now.
Birthday?
Yeah, I just got to spread the rumor.
It was Foxy's birthday?
Yeah, me and Foxy got the same birthday every year.
Wow.
Every year.
Foxy's a podcast, because we didn't, nobody knew that.
Yo, listen, I'm back. I'm a media. Yo, listen, you was my first party that I went as a media.
I know. We were actually at Jeezy's.
I was so happy.
Was you at a
dinner in Miami?
Media
and the first thing Nori says when I walk in is, guess what I'm here as?
What did I say?
Media.
I said media. Fat Joe walked in. I said, hey! I am not Noriega. He looked at me like, what's your problem? I said, I'm looking for my media badge, Fat Joe. Because me and Jeezy knew each other for a long time, but he never showed me as much love as he showed me.
As a media person.
That night, like, hey, everybody told me I got to do your shit. And I said, hey, everybody right. You know what I'm saying? I gave the nigga five, but I ain't pressure him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, we sat there and kicked it, and it's like, a lot of media people has been cutting me off since I became media.
You got to.
They
try to take out jobs.
They don't want to bring you on their platform to promote your podcast that's probably getting more listens and views than
Let's make some noise for that, damn it. Come on, we turn this drink chat. Come on. Let's make some noise for that, goddamn.
I'm surprised the 2 Chainz thing didn't go more viral than it did. I heard it this morning on the way. I was listening to the way in.
You know, with all due respect to the 2 Chainz and Jack Thriller incident, it wasn't something that I promote.
Well, tell the people what happened, because a lot of people didn't hear the ring.
Okay, go ahead.
2 Chainz didn't like something Jack Thriller said, and Nori being foul called 2 Chainz while Jack Thriller was sitting there, and this is how Nori started the conversation.
Jack Thriller, he a bitch ass nigga. He's standing right here. He tried to say he punked you and is that correct?
What is he talking about, man? I don't even what y'all type of... You a dog, boy.
Hey, listen, Chainz.
Hey, boy, listen to me, boy. Don't ever mention me again in your life. You're some pussy, nigga, boy. You're some, your mama's a pussy, nigga. If you got anything that you got with blood in it, it's a pussy, nigga. And when you're sitting there on sight, you hear me, boy?
Hey, 2 Chainz, you done?
You don't smoke with me, boy. You don't know nothing about me, boy.
All right, what happened in my mind was this. 2 Chainz is my friend, bottom line, hands down. I knew 2 Chainz when he was 1 Chainz. I knew him with DTP, wouldn't even book sessions for him. That's my family. Mm-hmm. So I kept trying to skip the story, and Jack kept saying, yo, you know, that's what everybody say, I cut people off. I cut people off.
No, you do cut people off.
No, but I cut people off.
That's a fact.
Yeah, it's a fact. I'm sorry, man. It works. Let me be me. So anyway, I was trying to cut Jack Thriller off on purpose because you're not going to shit on my man.
Right.
You know, he kept insisting on this story. He kept insisting. He's like, let me finish my 2 Chainz story. So I said, I'm going to call 2 Chainz. Mind you, Combat Jack was on the show, and he was talking about Dame. So when he was talking about Dame, I called Dame. You know, so when Dame picked up and I seen Combat was kind of flexing on him, I knew Dame couldn't defend himself, and that's uneven for me to let that happen. Mm-hmm. So when Combat kind of started flexing, I kept, you know, giving them like, just chill. Like, the just chill sign. Combat got it. When I picked up the 2 Chainz call, I'm thinking 2 Chainz could see my face. Mind
you. Joking.
I'm joking.
I ain't never heard 2 Chainz.
I'm thinking he could see my face.
I still ain't called say sorry because I ain't mean to set him up. But, you know, I know he get what happens, and he gets what's going on. So Coach Tech, I heard he's been trying to reach out. I changed my number. You know, so that's what happened. And it's just like
2 Chainz won that one, though.
No, I told Jack. But you know why 2 Chainz won? Because Jack tried to be a rapper. The thing is, you can't out-rap a rapper on nothing.
You're right.
On nothing. You a comedian. Remain comedic. Is that a word?
Two Chainz like, you want to
damn. And but Jack is my, Jack got emotional, like, because I kept joking, and I made Jack apologize, because at the end of the day, I understood where Two Chainz was coming from. After it hit me, he said that his moms had called him. And once your moms call you, it's not jokes no more. It's right, like, up. I remember when Fab and Ray J got into this, right? I want Fab's side the whole time, because I know Fab is a funny dude. Right. He just don't portray it. So Twitter was the perfect avenue for him. So I knew Fab was joking, but I also knew where Ray J was coming from. You understand what I'm saying? So I related it kind of to that. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I've been having success with squash and beef. Yeah. Fat Joe and Jay-Z, the last time I was here, I could walk downstairs, Fat Joe called me. That's when I hooked up the Jay-Z call.
You made the All the Way Up remix happen.
Oh, yeah. Now my plaque should be coming very soon. I was at your house the other day, Fat Joe. I forgot to tell you that. And then the Drake and the DMX, even when DMX was here, DMX didn't even know. He was like, what? Only other white guy in the room said, yeah. Like, I've been having great success doing that. That's what I was trying to do with the Dame Dash Combat Jack call. That's what I was trying to do with 2 Chainz. A Jack Thriller thing. The problem was, I failed miserably. But I had great success, though. Yeah. I had great success prior. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did Sticky Fingers and Dame Dash. It was another disaster.
Tell me about that one.
All right. The Sticky Fingers and Dame
Dash. Dame Dash will be out today, right?
Dame Dash will be out today. But I can't announce too much what happened with the Sticky Fingers and Dame Dash. But Sticky tells me. He's like, me and Dame don't f*** around. So I'm like, all right, nah. You good. So they walk in, Sticky walks in, and Dame goes, I bring Mariah Carey to your studio. This is who you bring to my studio.
So that's the bad thing about Dame. Dame never turns it off.
Yo, I'm talking about front of Sticky. So I don't know if Sticky heard that and just 30 minutes later was like, I ain't feeling this.
Did Dame try to whisper it, or he said it?
Nah, Dame don't whisper.
Dame don't whisper. Right. Like, you gotta respect Dame for that, though.
Dame don't whisper.
He
Dame said.
Like that.
But, Sticky's my man. Dame is my man. Like I said, again, we got the Dame Dash podcast coming out. We're partnered up, investing in women.
Partners.
Okay. You know, people love these Rockefeller stories. From the first time we started these podcasts, Memph Bleek did 860,000 on like one day.
Right.
Like, it was crazy.
All right, we got more with Nori when we come back. Matter of fact, let's get into a Noriega mini mix. Nori's here. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Oh, let's go. Oh, Nori. That was a Nori mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. N-O-R-E is in the building. Noriega. Now, he used to be a rapper, but now it seems like he is part of the media.
I'm the guy that, you know, after the game was over, pause, we got dressed together, and then I interviewed
It's
you.
Like inside the NBA.
It's like inside
it's like
the
Jimmy
NBA.
Smith,
it's
Shaq, it's exactly, Charles talking to
It's play. Exactly what it is. Because Charlamagne, I be bugging that Charlamagne really listened to all of them, like, or most of them, because he'd be like, yo, he'll give me pointers. And I'm like, dude, you really listen to all of I watch all y'all, and y'all my family. And I wake up in the morning, and sometimes I want to jog some miles. And I'm like, all right, cool, I'm throwing a Breakfast Club. But I can't believe, because to me, what I'm doing ain't ill.
It is because
it's like eavesdropping in on the locker room.
Right, that's what people have been saying. So, you know, for all the people that, you know, been supporting Drink Champs, and I just want to say thank you, because like I said, I heard Zach Stone say this one day. I don't expect any of my friends to listen, and I'm like, that's exactly how I feel, because I'm that way all day. Like it's like you can't, like you say, you can't turn Dame off. You can't really turn me off. I'm that way.
You gonna do a book? Because you got a lot of stories.
Listen, Brian, I'm so sorry I haven't been answering your calls. Well, I've been missing your calls, Brian. But when I started my book, I started it from Prodigy's book. So that's what played myself. So I was coming from malice. I was coming from like, all right, cool, he said this, let me say this. So when I read the book back, I actually sent it to Charlamagne. He was on vacation in Anguilla somewhere. And when I read it, I didn't like it because of the space that I was in. So I want to redo it. And I would like to do a book. We're close to closing a deal with Revolt.
Because you got so many hip hop. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. We were talking about you.
All right.
And he was like, you remember that time Nori went in the studio and almost shot Freaky Ty? And I'm like, I remember.
Why are you always shooting almost shooting people?
Wow. Spray some Dolce & Gabbana, goddammit. Spray the air. Envy always bringing up some niggas.
Don't always shoot somebody.
You can tell Envy got a grudge against you.
Nah, I love Envy. And Envy love me. We just weird. We both weird. You know what I'm saying? But
You ever wish you shot at him in Queens?
Nah, I never shot at him. Okay. Nah. I remember. remember that. I would remember
Nas
that.
Nas pulled a gun on him once. He always played Nas.
Nah, I remember
records.
That. I know. But he ran up on Nas and said, I got something for you. Got I remember you. That. Okay, Usher, Powerhouse. All right, cool. I could do two things. All right. The next beef I want to squash.
No more beefing with these other podcasts. I woke up one morning and I seen you and B-Dot going back and forth.
I regret that.
But that seemed like B-Dot was playing and then you right. got
serious. I took it serious because, you know, the thing is this. I would love to explain this. When Jay-Z took over Def Jam, there was an album that came out. I don't remember if it was like a Method Man or a Redman or a LL or a Ghostface album. I believe it was like $200,000 that was spent on marketing. Then Jay had dropped his album. It was like the Budweiser campaign. He had like $20 million. So I said, yo, I get it. Like, Sly, I'm going to take the budget for him. Mm-hmm. So I asked to leave. Cam beat me to the punch. As soon as Jay took over, Cam was like, yo, I want to leave. They let him leave. So when Cam leaves, they got to give him his release papers. His release papers, Mike, you might take it as Cam got dropped. I'm telling you, Cam asked to go. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I seen that Oye Mi Condo has sold like 2 million. Oye Mi Condo is some Spanish record. Boricua. Y'all can laugh at me if y'all want. Yeah. But it's sold like damn near 2 million. I'm just telling you, ringtone.
This is what they want. Yeah. They want reggae tone.
Yeah, that's
what?
A fact.
That's a fact.
So it might have not been Jay's fault. Mm-hmm. It might have not been L.A. Reid's fault. It's just at that time, I wasn't meant to be there. So I asked to be released as well. Maybe those papers said the same thing that they said with Cam. Like, yo, we no longer need your services. And people think that that means that's dropped. No, I asked to be released. Chris Lighty, God bless the dead. That's probably the only person that could say, told them, release us once that happened. So when B-Dot said, you got dropped from Def Jam, that's a rumor that I don't really like. I don't like that rumor because I just felt like that was disrespect because you said to me, you have my posters on your wall. And I love B-Dot. Right. Let me just be clear. I love B-Dot. I got love for Elliot, but I love B-Dot because me and him, we coordinate. So when he said that, I couldn't take that as any other way.
It's like, you can't beat up B-Dot. You got to let nephew do it.
I would never beat up B-Dot. No, nephew not beating up B-Dot. Nobody's not touching B-Dot. B-Dot is from Queens. I'm going to beat him in spades. Like, I'm not. Listen. That's the best thing about podcasts is, like, I joke on Joe Buttons. Joe Buttons joke on me. We don't never take it serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is. It's a podcast.
Can't wait till artists get mad at you. It's
no,
come.
What the fuck?
Why not? It's gonna happen, Nori.
Remember Jay called him on Thanksgiving.
No, Jay got us popping. Listen, Jay got us popping. We're going to Rock Nation after this. Lenny, yes, what's up? And don't cut the interview short. You know, I feel like Emmy was about to say, so thank you for hanging out with us.
Nah, he's about to.
Listen,
because I don't think he got much time left on the camera.
How
much
time? Y'all always do this to me. I thought Angela Lee was gonna have one foot missing. I thought Charlamagne Teeth was gonna. Yo, listen to me, y'all. That's what y'all see. See, y'all getting Hollywood. This is the thing is, y'all forgetting who y'all are. I remember who y'all are, all right? Y'all start interviewing these new artists and y'all forget. Listen, y'all the number one terrestrial, what is it called?
Terrestrial radio.
That's a big word. I don't know how to spell. I definitely don't know how to spell. Don't ask me that. So I'm out of here. One love. I feel like
Drink
I got a wedgie. Drink Chance. Go listen to Drink Chance. No, one love.
Peace.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
This just in.
All the
gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Young Thug did an interview with Billboard magazine, and he talked about his wedding to his fiance, Jerrica. Now, he said that he plans to have two brides at his wedding.
But didn't drop one of Clues bombs for that. That's every man's dream.
What do you mean he's going to have two girls then?
I don't know.
That's every man's dream to have two brides, right?
Maybe he's going to wear a wedding dress.
Oh, that's what he meant.
Oh.
Or maybe he means that there are going to be two women. I don't know what it means when it comes to Young Thug. You know, he makes a lot of fashion choices that get people talking.
Is that like a double entendre?
What's that?
Like if I say I have two brides, but you think one of the brides could be me, but some people would think that you meant you want another woman?
That's just us not really knowing what he's talking about yet.
Oh, well, I can see why somebody would want two brides.
Now, he also said when it comes to swag, there's no gender involved. And then he talked about the dress that he has on the cover of his Know My Name is Jeffrey project. He said, when I seen that dress, I felt like God gave it to me. He also talks about his style choices from back to when he was a kid and he was a rebel. He said, when I was 12, my feet were so small, I wore my sister's glitter shoes. My dad would whip me. You're not going to school now. You're embarrassed us. But I never gave a F what people think.
You know, it's hard to give Young Thug flack for that dress when you've seen the CeeLo Greens of the world do the same thing and the Andre 3000s.
Right.
And the guys that have worn kilts. I guess kilts don't count, though.
No.
Kilts don't count. Roddy Piper made those cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's just hard to give him flack when you didn't give the OGs before him flack for the same thing, you know?
Well, you can check out Young Thug's whole interview on Billboard. All right, Rob Kardashian interviewed with Ryan Seacrest, and he talked about what initially attracted him to Blac Chyna. What do you think it was?
The cooking, the way she cooked.
Her ass.
How she raises her son, actually. He said, honestly, I'm just so attracted to how Chyna was when she raises her son. That's what attracted to me to her. She was such a great mom, and that was very attractive, obviously, and it led me to wanting to start a family with Chyna. It's something I've always wanted to do.
Didn't somebody say Blac Chyna kept calling up here this morning or something?
No.
No.
They said that her mom was calling.
Oh, yeah. I heard something. I was like, what are you talking about?
I don't know what's going on. I didn't answer the phone, but yeah, we have no idea.
Hmm.
All right, Panda. Who knows the lyrics to Panda up here?
I know broads in Atlanta.
I got broads in Atlanta.
What
else?
Credit cards and the scammers.
What else?
That's it. You got me. And Panda.
Well,
Panda.
Jimmy Kimmel Panda. Went on the street and he had people saying what they thought the lyrics were when they played the song for some pedestrians. Check it out.
I got broads in Atlanta.
I got broads in the morning. Peggy school. Stripper. What was that? What would you say it's about?
Hip hop.
Oh, this guy works in the bank, right? Scam the credit cards, something like this, right?
HIV in Atlanta. That's in there, too.
No, it's not. All right.
Not at all.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right. Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix. We throw it back on a Friday. So whatever you want to hear, 800-585-1051 at DJ Envy. And don't forget, we're going to do the Goon Tunes today. So hashtag Goon Tunes.
Oh, man, I feel good today. I got $1,000 from Black Youngster.
Mm-hmm.
Bought me a fresh pair of Jordans with that money. I feel great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they putting on our song, Jeremiah Wee.
Who's
we love this song.
Salute to Angelina Offset. Drop on a clues bomb for them. She
like
shouted out
song.
Her boo this morning.
Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.